Hi, I'm Susan Brandeis, Distinguished Professor of Art and Design at the College of Design at North Carolina State University. Finding common threads in a common fold. Humans invented textiles for survival. For millennia, we have surrounded ourselves with their warmth, utility, and beauty. There are literally so many textiles in our daily lives that most of us cease to see them or think about them consciously. From the earliest moment I can remember, I have been examining, touching, making, and manipulating cloth. It is no surprise that working with fabric became my life's work. It captivated me when I was still a child. Cloth is the part of the physical world that absorbs my interest most keenly, delights my senses most intensely, and triggers my creativity. It has become my way of making sense of the world. But it took an invitation from two engineers to become involved with a National Science Foundation-sponsored research project to force me to see and experience textiles through a different lens. It was a pivotal moment, like picking up a kaleidoscope I had looked through many times before to suddenly find a new view had dropped into place. To use textiles, we fold them. Folding fabric is a simple concept with diverse applications around the world and throughout history. Daily, we fold laundry, umbrellas, handkerchiefs, flags, towels, and socks. To construct clothing, we fold seam allowances, hems, facings, darts, and waistbands. In fact, we cannot wear a piece of clothing without unintentionally folding it as we move. The folds billow, wrinkle, crease, and overlap. Artists, designers, and craftspeople gather, wrinkle, furrow, shear, ruffle, pleat, smock, tuck, quilt, applique, and reverse applique, and bind to create dimension and texture. In dyeing fabric, we wrap, twist, knot, stitch, gather, and bind to resist dye stuffs, each resulting in a specific form of folding that yields richly dyed patterns attainable on fabric in no other way. We even elaborately fold napkins to adorn the tables of high society feasts. Folding reduces the area of fabric, condenses it to make it take up the least amount of space, and often increases its visual appeal. The most space-saving and tidy way to store any fabric is to fold it. Thus, our dresser drawers, linen closets, and hanging clothes racks encourage us to fold and stack or drape in soft folds over a hanger. As you fold fabric, it simultaneously becomes smaller across and thicker, a characteristic that we use to our advantage to protect our bodies from heat with oven mitts and potholders, and from cold with layers of clothing, quilted garments, and lined trousers. Folding is elemental, ubiquitous, and ripe with possibility. The project. Chemical engineers Jan Genzer and Michael Dickey of North Carolina State University were already well progressed in their research into hands-free folding of polymer sheets with heat or light when I first met them to discuss the project over a cup of coffee. I was intrigued with their research, but also curious how it might be applied in the textiles area with an aesthetic emphasis. I agreed to join the eclectic team of contributors they had assembled, mechanical engineers, computer modelers, artists, designers, and a mathematician specializing in origami, to write a grant proposal to the National Science Foundation. The award provided 5 years of experimentation and collaboration for the team. The monthly meetings of our team sparked lively discussions, interesting connections, some head-scratching miscommunications, consistent advances in knowledge, and lots of laughter. The engineering team. From the beginning, the engineers and their graduate research assistants worked with pre-strained polymer sheets on which they digitally printed lines indicating the location of folds, much like the diagrams of the origami fold sheets that inspired them. When the polymer was exposed to light, the printed lines absorbed light preferentially in the inked areas of the sheet, which then converted into heat that caused the sheet to fold along those lines without being touched or manipulated by human hands. Whether the line was printed on one side of the sheet or the other determined the direction of the fold. I was introduced to this phenomenon through a video of a flat plastic plane actively folding into a cube in real time without anyone touching it. Over the course of the 5 years of the project, the team has experimented widely, made important discoveries and connections, and had many achievements, which include experimentation with many types of light sources and printing patterns to achieve a wide array of three-dimensional forms, achieving folds of greater than 90 degrees, achieving varying types of regular and irregular three-dimensional shapes like bowls, tacos, and burrito shapes, using colored lights in specific spectrums to achieve sequential folds on the same sheet. The team applied design theory to guide the transformation of two-dimensional patterns into complex and desirable three-dimensional shapes to establish rules of folding, modeled temporal, thermal, mechanical mechanisms of folding to provide scaling laws, studied materials and processes used to achieve new complex folding structures, explored sequential folding, unfolding, and reversible folding, and built on existing educational models of origami, all done hands-free. Their findings were presented monthly at team meetings, then at conferences around the world, communicated in complex graphs, charts, and digital models. For the art and design part of the team, these methods of communication were at first too complex to understand, but the engineers were generous with their translation into simple language to improve comprehension. The Art and Design Team. As a co-principal investigator, I established a small textile art and design team, initially anchored by graduate research assistant Kelly Kai, and rounded out with a roster of highly skilled and enthusiastic undergraduates, Anna Baylor, Liz Kelly, Sarah Cannon, Mallory Short, and Sarah Banco. To get started, we assessed what we already knew about folding and origami in textiles, researched the library and the internet to assist the brainstorming, gathered books, articles, and examples, and organized a master work plan. Folding and documenting familiar materials and traditional methods kickstarted our investigations, which quickly evolved into experimentation with innovative folding techniques, forms, and applications. Kelly led the work team to build a database of fabric samples to share with and inspire our engineering colleagues that included various approaches to gathering, shearing, ruffling, pleating, smocking, tucking, quilting, applique, reverse applique, fold dye, marbling, tie-dye, arashi, twisting, knotting, and stitch resist. We experimented with various materials, alternative ways to retain folds, and the placement of fold directions. We documented our discoveries with photographs, diagrams, sketches, and written observations. The compiled database exists now as a searchable digital database and a physical archive in the form of notebooks of annotated samples. Over the course of the project, Kelly organized and taught a series of workshops to design students and community groups on folding fabric and maintained a cumulative blog for the entire research project, which can be found at commonfold.wordpress.com. I was originally tapped for the project in part because of my knowledge of design theory. I deliberately applied design principles to our open-ended folding experiments to discover new forms: symmetry, asymmetry, proportion, gradation, anomaly, sequence, and repetition. To support our folding inquiry and broaden our thinking, we examined other aspects related to origami, such as pop-up book structures, shadow folding, tessellations, and pattern theory. We considered both permanent and temporary folds, decorative and fitting folds, and processes in which folds are later removed. We looked at countless artists, craftsmen, and designers using folding, many of which can be found on the project blog. The angle of folding was the single greatest initial difference between our work in fabric and the engineer's work with heat-triggered folding of polymer sheets. Fabric easily collapses into 180-degree folds. Greater angles of folding became one challenge and research goal for the engineers. The engineers greeted each new set of art and design experiments with curiosity and enthusiasm. One of our greatest successes with the engineers happened accidentally when Kelly ran out of thread on the sewing machine as she tried to stitch on the polymer. Instead of stitching it, she perforated it. An excited engineering team got Kelly busy making a variety of perforated variations to test in their lab. It was often the accidents and the incidental explanations that connected us together as a team and sparked new experiments and directions. In the last 2 years of the project, my involvement shifted with the hire of research assistant Sally Van Gorder. Sally brought extensive professional skills in photography, print technology, printmaking, color theory, printing ink technology, film documentary, and scientific visualization to the project. Joining at the critical moment of final organization and dissemination of findings, Sally has provided technical and aesthetic knowledge in many areas, but especially in the presentation of and access to data, approaches to achieve aesthetically beautiful science visualizations, and photography skills for the engineers. For the entire team, she designed and built a searchable database, maintained the ongoing project blog, and wrote, directed, and produced this documentary about the project. Observations and reflections. Even though we all agreed from the beginning that a common goal was to make three-dimensional forms from two-dimensional planes, we initially felt a sense of disconnect between the seemingly parallel investigations of the art design and engineering teams because of the different scales, nature, and purposes of our folding. Our resident mathematician, Alan Russell of Elon University, who is an accomplished artist and origamist in his own right, offered many bridges to connect the teams at our monthly meetings through paper-folded origami workshops and guided folding experiences. We faced many challenges to blending our findings and, for much of the duration of the grant period, we steered nearly parallel courses that eventually touched, crossed, intersected, and always influenced each other. Toward the end of the project, we reached a satisfying reconnection among all project members through our joint examination of soft folds and curvature as a form of folding. Upon re-examination, we found strong comparisons and related language of shape, structure, folding type methods, and mathematics between our early tucking, pleating, and hyperbolic planar crochet samples and the findings achieved in the engineers' experiments with polymer materials. The art and design team was composed of people with both art and design approaches, a true blending of perspectives. It was untangling those approaches that finally lent insight into collective goals and connections. In design, there is always a problem to solve. It is usually concrete, though not always completely clear at the outset. There are practical actions to be taken toward a clear endpoint, for instance, building a house for a client, or designing a fabric for upholstery. Design as a discipline is really aligned with applied research, knowledge unearthed, discovered, and used to solve a particularly pre-identified problem. In this respect, the parameters of application in our origami project were not specific in a way that designers naturally understand. There was no specific deliverable required. The art and design team knew a lot about folding and textile materials. In fact, could fold with great breadth, abandon, and repeatability. We just did not initially know how to transfer that knowledge to the engineers in a way that was useful and transparent. While we were able to use the language of design fundamentals to speak about composition, systems, and the physical form of the folded objects we made collectively, the art and design team was not able to apply the remainder of the design process to the origami project because we could not understand it as a design problem in the usual way. What design did give us was a disciplined approach to exploring alternatives, a language to describe physical manifestations, and a tangible process to advance our explorations. In fact, the design approach in this project was combined with art thinking, which both tempered and opened our research. All of the art and design team used folding to change, enhance, or influence ongoing studio practice. In art thinking, there is an openness to seeing what will happen, to exploring without preconceived notions of outcome, of being open to the moment and noticing the results. The actions of art making usually involve playing with materials and their various ways of interacting, contrasting, or blending. So as I came to see it, art, in contrast to design, is a discipline that is aligned with basic research, exploring to discover and draw new conclusions. The outcome is not known at the outset, and there is no specified deliverable, although a deliverable is assumed in the form of some usually tangible object or experience. This describes more accurately how I saw the art and design team functioning. As artists, not strictly speaking as designers, particularly in the later years of the project. We used more of our design skills in the fundamental research we carried out to document traditional folding in textiles. While this is not exhaustive, we feel certain that we have collected most of the important traditions in our database. When we began to apply what we had learned, we applied it as artists would. I came to view our 5-year collective folding project, what we affectionately dubbed the Common Fold, as an artistic process from which important specific principles could emerge and might then afterwards be applied. The explorations were not that different in process. That is, we were all essentially exploring as artists explore, with knowledge, but no preconceived notions, being open to the moment and noticing the results, playing with materials to see what they would do in differing situations and conditions, documenting the results, and continually asking, what if? Each team, engineering and art and design, had a different reaction to the results of the explorations, but we were all conducting basic research about folding. While we were all interested in understanding how to repeat and control a given type of folding, it is clear that the engineer's goal was to more precisely document that control and to share the information with others through graphs, numbers, and visual models. Precise and repeatable technical and scientific information. When the artists gained control of an action, we called it craft and used it to apply knowledge of how to make forms and objects for aesthetic and communicative reasons. This overview of the project is decidedly from the art design team viewpoint, while most of the conference presentations have been from the engineering viewpoint. The engineers chose to work with artists and designers from the outset because the National Science Foundation guidelines required it. But they fully embraced our presence, engaged with our work, attended the Art to Wear show with us to see Sarah Cannon's folded collection of fashion, and genuinely came to feel that we were an integral and important part of the team. At the outset, Kelly and I felt confused about our role, but having a master work plan of our own to explore the concept was critical for our continued interactions with the rest of the team. We came to appreciate the ways our thinking was both different from and the same as that of the engineers. For 5 years, the core team has researched, talked, looked, thought, and shared whatever was on our minds and coming from our labs and studios, which led to insights, challenges, progress, and a lot of laughter. In hindsight, the most important aspect of this project was perhaps not our scientific or artistic conclusions, but the extended opportunity for cross-disciplinary conversations, understanding, inspiration, and mutual appreciation. Recognizing our similarities in the process of research was the greatest discovery of all. It is a level of learning that will color all our future research and make a difference in how we embrace and respect other disciplines. Thanks for support of this project. Go to the Emerging Frontiers in Research and Innovation section of the National Science Foundation, to North Carolina State University engineers Jan Genzer and Michael Dickey, and to my art and design research team, Kelly Kai, Sally Van Gorder, Anna Baylor, Liz Kelly, Mallory Short, Sarah Banco, and Sarah Kim. Thank you.